Steve Trimper. We start the second hour of the show by talking Celtics, and to do that, we're joined on the phone by Jay King, who covers the Celtics for MassLive.com and the Springfield Republican. Jay, welcome back to the show. I have to ask, did you didn't plan to be doing something else in April. You knew back at the start of the year that you'd be involved in covering playoff games, right?
Well, first of all, a huge drop-off from Bob Ryan to me. I'm pretty impressed by you guys with that. And second of all, I actually had a doctor's appointment I scheduled for April 16th that I had to move back. But I had the foresight to move it back about a month before the season. So I started to get the feeling toward the end of the season that they were probably going to make it.
And by the way, Jay, there's no drop-off. Bob Ryan was your warm-up.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Well, let's talk about yesterday. Game one, it was fun for a while. The Celtics certainly played hard, but overall, tough to stop that big three, tough to defend them. And apparently Brad Stevens not thrilled with every aspect of the Celtics' play yesterday.
Yeah, you know, obviously they've got a tough challenge. The Cavs are just an offensive juggernaut. They have the three best players in the series, the best player in the game. Kyrie Irving yesterday just hit some ridiculous shots. The Celtics need to be really, really good to win this series or to even steal one or two games, and they weren't that yesterday. Obviously, they showed they can score, but they're going to really need to be better defending Cleveland, and especially on the glass and in the rotations, because they're going to score no matter what. You can't give them the easy second-chance points that they got yesterday.
Did they make the right adjustments in the second half yesterday, or would that not have mattered?
I'm not sure it mattered. They just a really tough matchup because the things that they do well are the thing that has really set them apart over the second half of the season has been their bench and their skilled lineup with, you know, big men who are shooters like Kelly Olynyk, Jonas Jerebko, who can drive past guys, hit shots from the court for Isaiah Thomas. And that lineup is just really susceptible to giving up big runs on the defensive end, especially against really good teams. So it's just really hard for them to put a lineup out there that can, A, score, and, B, get stops all at the same time. So it's a really tough matchup for them, and they're going to have to play really, really well, as I said before, to steal a game or two.
Yeah, and I think most people went into this thinking if they could win one game, that would be great. Two would be unbelievable. What's the formula for a Celtics victory? How do things have to break for them to get in the win column?
Well, I think they have to really take advantage of Cleveland's defense. You know, as good as Cleveland was this whole year, and especially after LeBron James came back from injury in January, after they got Mozgov and J.R. Smith and Iman Shumpert, they don't have a great defense. It's just an average defense. And I think the Celtics need to take advantage of that. They need to score pretty much throughout the entire game really well. They can't have droughts like they had a few of them yesterday. They can't go through periods where they turn the ball over like they did yesterday and get out open runouts. They just have to play really solid basketball. And I think, you know, they're going to have to rely on a lot on Isaiah Thomas to get in the paint and create plays. They're going to have to rely a lot on, you know, the skill of their bigger guys and guys like Jay Crowder. I think Jay Crowder should play some more minutes in game two. I think, you know, his strength is their only chance really against LeBron. Because LeBron, they need to send doubles at him, and he's probably, you know, one of the top three or four passers in basketball. And so when you need to send doubles at him in the post, it just really kills your defense because he'll find the open guy, and then Cleveland has enough shooting and skill that once he finds the open guy, they're going to get a good shot. And so he just really makes it, everybody on that team makes it tough on the Celtics to guard them. They're going to have to be very, very sharp to compete.
Jay King, MassLive.com with us here on Downtown Talking Celtics. If they get swept or even if they're able to win game, what does this unexpected trip to the playoffs do for the Celtics as an organization going forward?
Well, I think even the fact that just them getting to the playoffs just boost the value of people, of their players around the league. And, you know, you look at all their young guys, now Jay Crowder has better value. Now, you know, obviously Isaiah Thomas, people think really highly of them. Evan Turner, people think more highly of him. Just on and on down that roster, a lot of their players are playing the best basketball of their career. And they're just by winning games, they've built those guys up, and people are noticing, you know, what those young guys are doing. And then number two of that aspect is Brad Stevens. He has done a great job. They have a great coach, and you know, are free agents paying attention to that? I don't know. Do they care? I'm not sure. But you know, if somebody does pick a place for their coach, for the opportunity to play a lot of minutes and play for a coach who maximizes his players, they're going to look at Brad Stevens and think, yeah, you know, that guy really, really gets the most out of a lot of players on that team. And so this run, I think, has already done that. And if they can steal a game or two, they can make this a competitive series, then I think that even boosts that in people's eyes around the league.
Isaiah Thomas did not get the NBA's Sixth Man Award. That went to Lou Williams, and you wrote about it today. A gracious Isaiah Thomas said congratulations, but also reading between the lines a little bit, it was clear he felt like he deserved the award.
Yeah, he said, you know, Lou Williams deserves it. Congrats to him. I don't have anything to say, but numbers don't lie. And the numbers show that he was a bit better almost across the board in most categories. He did miss 13 extra games, and Lou Williams probably got extra credit for being on the Raptors who got the 4 seed. So it was a really close vote, I think. It was a close vote, but it was also, you know, two players who were pretty similar seasons. And I think the fact that Thomas did get traded at midseason hurt him. I think if he had been with the Celtics, because he's put up some ridiculous numbers once he came to the Celtics, I think if he'd been with them all year, he would have won the award.
Has Thomas been even better than you thought he'd be?
Yeah, he has. I knew he was good, and I knew he was pretty much exactly what they needed on the court. I didn't think he would play as well as he did. I didn't think he would score so productively and do it pretty much every night. He's just been really good. And he's exactly what they needed, as I said. They needed a pick-and-roll scorer. They needed someone to get in the paint. And he's just really made everyone around him better, because everybody else on the team is really a complimentary piece. And he's the one guy who can break a defense down, get into the paint, and make those other guys' jobs easier. Whether they either have to catch and shoot or catch with the defense, you know, rotating them, and then it's easier to drive. And, yeah, their offense is obviously much, much better whenever he's on the court.
With everything he's done, has he guaranteed him a spot with the team next year?
Oh, yeah, he's got 3 more years on his contract, which is a great, great contract. He'll be getting paid about $7 million in 3 years from now, and it'll be like 6 or 7% of the cap, which is rising. And, man, that contract is unbelievable. So he's a great asset to have. And I don't know whether he's going to be a perfect fit once they do get better, because he does want the ball and he does want to be kind of that go-to guy. But for now, he's absolutely perfect on that roster. So it's working very well for now. And I think, you know, as long as he does accept a six-man role in the future, and he's perfect at that role.
Jay King covers the Celtics for Mass Live and the Springfield Republican. Jay, great talking with you. Enjoy the rest of the playoffs, and we'll talk again soon.
Thanks for having me on. I appreciate it.
15 minutes after 5 o'clock. It's down.